Shopping for a Kluger? Visit three great Toyota locations today. Berwick, Pakenham and Cranbourne Toyota.
Kogan Mobile. Get started for just $4.90 for 30 days. KoganMobile.com.au/radio.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Been great to have you company today live from Rod Laver Arena. Bright sunshine heating up, and it's a beautiful world that we're in right now. It's a beautiful world for the Australian women's cricketers, coming off a win last night against England. As promised, Alana King's been good enough to join me for a couple of minutes. Congratulations, Alana. Great to have you on the program.
Thank you very much. Excited to be on it.
And a wicket on debut for you.
Oh, yeah, it was pretty exciting, and yeah, it was just a phenomenal experience to be out there with the girls.
A dominant performance as well. They were 4 for 169, and in reply, you Aussies 1 for 170 with 18 balls remaining.
Yeah, it was a phenomenal, inning from both Meg and Talia McGrath, but yeah, it was just lovely to watch on the sidelines on the show being done right in front of me.
So fairly easy win. It was an enjoyable run chase, sitting on the sideline watching it unfold.
Sorry, can you repeat that?
A fairly easy win, really, and does that hold you in good stead because there's still a couple of T20s to come?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think we wanted to get on the good foot, the right foot, I should say, sorry. And, yeah, I think getting the first win on the board is ideally what we were after, and, yeah, it was very convincing.
Must be a pretty good squad you've got. Tough squad to get into, given that Elise Perry was dropped and Grace Harris brought in for it.
Yeah, definitely. It's a great environment to be in, and it's great for the competition for a couple of spots, and I think it just brings out the best in each other to make sure that we hold our own spot.
Three different formats, T20, then the test, and then some one-dayers. Are you likely to be making your test debut as well?
Not too sure about that yet. I'm just focused on the T20s that's in front of us right now, and next week will take care of itself. But at the moment, I'm just having a lot of fun with this group and enjoying every moment that I can in the green and gold.
The thought of playing the test, though, exciting for you, even though you are taking it one game at a time?
Yeah, definitely. The idea of, you know, donning the baggy green, I think it's every kid's childhood dream to make sure you have that baggy green on your head. So yeah, absolutely. It would be a dream come true and the cherry on top to have a bag of green. But yeah, we'll just wait and see. And I'm just enjoying, as I said, enjoying my time with the group right now.
And Talia McGrath, the big star, 3 for 36 and 91 not out.
Yeah, she was tremendous. And she just put on a clinic yesterday. And she's been doing it for a couple of seasons in the WBBL, but to do it on the international stage is tremendous work by her. And I was just enjoying the show.
And playing on the Adelaide Oval must have been fun. I told you had the sunnies on and you were enjoying it as you were sending them down.
Oh, beautiful place to make a debut, and what a picturesque oval Adelaide Oval is. And yeah, I was just so ecstatic to put on the green and gold. And I think Shelley Nitschke and Beth Mooney made sure that I stay true to myself, and sunnies are a part of me. So just because I'm playing in the green and gold doesn't mean I have to change my way. So I stuck to the sunnies, and yeah, they'll be out for the remainder of the series.
And are you with the team now? They were listening to you having a chat to me. It must have been fun to be involved again for the whole team last night, waking up this morning knowing you've got one in the bank.
Well, just before they were distracting me because a few of them knew I was on an interview. So apologies to that. But no, the girls were awesome yesterday. They all got around me, and I just felt the love from even when I got into camp. But yesterday was very special to me, and even to get my first wicket, there was plenty of love going around.
No, don't let them stir you up too much, Alana. Hey, I really appreciate you giving me a couple of minutes of your time, and no problems that you had to get a few of the official things done before you had a chat to me. Anytime, we'll talk to you soon.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Alana King, part of that Australian victory last night over England. And yes, a couple of one days still to come. A test in Canberra, and it all finishes the multi-format series with the one-day series in Melbourne. So let's hope plenty of Melburnians get along to the Junction Oval.